Steve Gruber, because you're entitled to his opinion. Just ask him.
When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights, when the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice picks on you.
How about some more Hillary Clinton just for sport, all right? Here's a little couple of quotes. If you look at the map of the United States, there's all that red in the middle where Trump won. I win the coast. I win, you know, Illinois and Minnesota, places like that. I won the places that represent two-thirds of America's gross domestic product. So I won the places that are optimistic, diverse, dynamic, moving forward. And his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards. Do you want to describe what you believe to be the underlying message of Trump's 2016 campaign? You didn't like black people getting rights. You don't like women, you know, getting jobs. You don't want, you know, to see that Indian Americans are succeeding more than you are. Whatever your problem is, I'm going to solve it. You see, it's all about hating women and blacks and Indians and anybody else you can think of. That's it. And the fact that white women can't think for themselves, incapable of making a decision. So I've got here in my hand the emerging Democratic platform for 2018 and 2020, and it's becoming clearer by the day. And I thought I would outline for you the Democratic platform so you had a good idea of what you were voting for. If you wanted to vote for a Democrat, you know what you're supporting because it's important. And today being Election Day in Pennsylvania, I thought it was a good day to say, listen, here's what you're supporting. The Democratic platform for this year includes tax hikes, open borders, and the elimination of your Second and Fourth Amendment rights under the Constitution and a few other things. It's a full embrace of failing policies in pursuit of some imagined utopia they insist will exist as long as there is more government to guide your every move. We need more government, you see, to help you. Last week, a herd of formerly moderate Democrats, led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, put out their plan for infrastructure investment in America. The plan, nothing more than a diagram to roll back the ever more popular tax reform package signed by President Trump in December. The statement, which is co-sponsored by Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow and radical left-wing independent Bernie Sanders, among others, calls for raising the corporate income tax to 25%. This despite the surge in jobs so far this year, pay rate increases, bonuses over the past 3 months delivered all in response to the Trump initiative. In addition, the Democrats would restore the alternative minimum tax that pummels the middle class in America. Also on the laundry list of tax hikes the Democrats are embracing and pushing for, putting the death tax back in place, increasing the top marginal tax bracket for individuals, and closing the carried interest loophole. They see all sorts of ways to raise taxes and make money. You know, and I've got the list of, I need to grab this because you need to hear this. I have the list of their wish list, if you will, of what these taxes are going to be spent on. I put it over here somewhere. Ah, yes, here it is. And I want you to hear this because this is important, because if you're going to raise tax, of course, there's a lot of important things on that list, I'm sure, for 2018 and 2020. Here's something for you, $115 billion to improve public transportation, which has always done so well in America. It's always been such a great investment for us. $40 billion for a new vital infrastructure program. That's all it says it is, $40 billion for a new vital infrastructure program. We don't even know what that means. $30 billion to promote innovative transportation, whatever that is. $62 billion for neighborhood revitalization and affordable housing. $50 billion to rebuild America's schools. Here's one that I like a lot. $25 billion to build more resilient communities, whatever the hell that means. The list goes on to include $80 billion for clean energy promotion and more. So just so you know that your money's being well spent, because there's the laundry list, and this comes directly from the Senate Democrats themselves. Now, in Indiana, Democrat Dan Cannon is running for Congress and is promoting getting rid of tens of thousands of federal agents that are focused on national security and our borders. In fact, Dan Cannon, among a growing group of wildly radical progressive candidates that are calling for the outright destruction of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, they claim, ICE, is terrorizing people swept up and deported for being in the country illegally. These radicals don't want borders at all and support the extremist view that people here illegally should not be deported. They oppose enforcement and removal operations, work done on Homeland Security investigations, and the enforcement of federal laws in these areas. The Marxist rag The Nation ran a cover story 2 days ago promoting the outright abolition of ICE immediately. Cannon and The Nation and scores of these radicals sing from the same hymnal and would have us believe that deporting anyone is just confirmation that America is racist and the government is running a bigoted agency and its aim is to make America white again. Another Democrat running for Congress and highlighted by The Nation, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, alleges ICE detention facilities are fraught with sexual assault, violence, death, things that are never even investigated, she claims. Of course, she offers no proof of that. Democrats are basically suggesting they should be able to follow the laws that they choose to follow. While they're maligning federal agents for doing their jobs to protect America and demanding we raise taxes, they also focused on stripping you of your Second Amendment rights. In fact, one bill put forth by Democrats just last week would eliminate more than 200 firearms immediately. They call these assaults on liberty common sense gun laws. The truth is, most of these laws will have little or no impact on violence in the country or eliminating a mass shooting from occurring. They know that, and so do you. So after the guns are outlawed and taken away and another outrageous atrocity happens, they'll say never again. Time to take more and more and more. At the same time, they'll kick and scream about how evil police officers are. Convoluted little bunch, aren't they? But that's a good portion of your Democratic platform for 2018. More of that to come. 25 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show.